But
well, I think that that one of the things to think about in relationship to what you're talking about, staying home and that kind of thing, I think that when the whole planet goes scalar, those that are staying Hertzian, they're going to be in a panic, and people and things that are panicky or they can be dangerous.
Right, right. Yeah, like cornered rats.
Warum glaubst
du? Rats are very intelligent, but yes.
Well, did you mean when the whole planet goes scalar, then some people will go panic? Or what? Why?
If they're still Hertzian.
Okay, also wenn die Menschen noch nicht eingeschwungen sind auf Skalar, sondern noch auf Herzfrequenzen, auf Frequenzen, dann könnte es sein, dass sie nicht so positiv reagieren. What can happen to them?
Well, it's like if they've been depending on, you know, the Earth to be Hertzian, and now it's not, and they don't make the shift, then their sustenance or what sustains them will no longer be present.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Also, Phyllis is then, what is not present anymore?
Well, once the whole planet, you know, right now we're sitting at 10% Hertzian on the planet yet.
Okay.
This now,
but when it goes 100% scalar, then that support that they've been taking from the planet is not going to be present any longer. It's not going to exist.
Wow. Uh-huh.
But maybe all the people do have also a percentage on scalar already. Maybe. So they will not be in nothing.
Yeah.
You know, no one knows.
No one knows.
Everybody's,
okay, we speculate and
everybody's, you know, trying to figure it out. And, and you know, we're not going to know till we do. Mm. But, you know, the other thing to consider here is the fact that our whole electrical grid is Hertzian.
Oh, interesting, Michelle. So
and
you're
so
saying
it could be part of that 3 days of darkness stuff and the power grid's going down till they can come down, switch over, and boot back up in scalar.
I see. That'll be interesting.
And that will be all the Tesla technology.
Mm. Okay, that'd be great.
Genau, also sie sagt gerade, dass die ganzen, die Stromversorgung ja auf Herzfrequenzen aufgebaut ist, und es könnte sein, dass das der Anlass ist, wo die zum Beispiel runtergefahren werden. Dieser, it's called the so-called blackout. Maybe for a few days, and then it will start new in scalar. Es wird dann neu noch einmal hochgefahren in Skalar. The old system.
Well, you know, I think
the power grid.
Because it's a totally different technology. How long will it be down before it gets swapped over? I don't know the answer to that.
Hmm. What about AI and nanobots in people from the SHOP program? Will that affect the nanobots? Render them useless, inoperative?
Well, I think what's gonna take care of that is raising the resonance in the body.
I see.
You know, and you'll just resonate into a different dimension that they're not there.
I see.
Also okay. Ted hat gefragt, wie in den Nanobots, die er vermutet bei Impfungen, dass die eingeschleust werden in das menschliche System, dass wenn wir in Skalar resonieren und höher schwingen sozusagen, dass die gar nicht mitkommen können. So, die werden dann hinfällig. Sollte man
I want to let Neda and Holly, we'll get to you in a minute. These are the people who wrote in. There's more, but they were the first ones. Neda's got pain in her body and with muscles and tendons as well, problems. And Holly's got cancer on her nose. So would love some advice or a healing. So we can get to that. Yeah.
You know, all of those difficulties, irregardless whether it's cancer or whatever illness it is, they all want to be in Hertzian. That only exists in a Hertzian environment. So if we, first and foremost, we must kick the spirit of fear out.
Because
that causes our body to go acid.
Okay. I see.
Also wichtig ist, dass wir jetzt erst einmal die ganzen Ängste rauskicken aus unserem Mindset und aus unseren Bodies, aus unseren Körpern. Denn wenn wir Skalar mal schwingen, dann sind eigentlich die ganzen Krankheiten und das, die verschwinden dann mit der Zeit. Die gehören noch zum alten Herzfrequenzsystem.
So when we're scalar, we're alkaline, and none of those illnesses can exist in an alkaline environment.
Mm-hmm. Also in einem alkalischen Umfeld kann überhaupt keine Krankheit existieren.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want to isolate, you know, different illnesses, but it's more important to change the environment that it cannot exist in, and you won't have the illness.
Also wir versuchen oft einfach Krankheiten zu isolieren und wegzubekommen, aber es ist viel wichtiger, dass wir unser Umfeld verändern, uns eben neu ausrichten auf Skalar.
So in preparation for the coming shift, Michelle, for Nineveh, who's got pain in her body and Holly's got cancer on her nose, would it be good for them to switch to an alkaline diet to help with the transition? Because the whole planet's going to be going scalar soon, and that and the alkaline diet will help them heal, get rid of whatever they've got.
Also,
absolutely, but I think the most important thing that we can do is, one, breathe correctly in the nose, out the mouth.
Okay.
And you have to kick out the spirit of fear, because okay. That shuts the liver down.
Okay.
And that's key to your whole immune system and the detoxifying of your whole body.
All right. Also es ist wichtig, tief und bewusst zu atmen und die Angst aus dem Körper rauszukriegen, weil die fährt unsere Leber runter und vergiftet unseren Körper. Und Ted hat nämlich gefragt, these are two friends of yours who asked for...
Yeah, well, okay. I put out a call out for okay. people who, if they needed so. Healing, just to write me, and so I'd like to address them, so mm-hmm. anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, because when we get into fear, we lock the liver down. And when that happens, the load falls to the kidney to purify the blood, and you stop pH balance in the body, and it always goes acid.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Also auch die Nieren werden dann noch beeinträchtigt. Mhm.
For lots and zwei Jahren, for the last 2 years, of course, the media has done nothing but propagate fear, right, about everything. And I think that's made the conditions much worse, hasn't it?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's just ridiculous, because they were truly interested in people's health and making a better planet. They'd never talk about fear. It's like Winston Churchill, you know. I mean, the greatest thing he said was fear itself. And so okay. you kick out fear and you do better. So.
Also Ted sagt gerade ja, dass die Medien ja eigentlich in den letzten 2 Jahren nichts anderes gemacht haben als Propaganda für Angst und dass wir eben da nicht einsteigen dürfen. Also wichtig ist, dass wir die Angst rauskriegen aus uns und unseren Körpern, und dadurch beginnt schon die Gesundheit, weil wir dann die Skalarenergie zulassen in uns.
Right, okay. That makes sense.
Macht Sinn.
You know, when I take people every year to Shasta, and I've seen miracles happen. People cured of Lyme disease within 25 minutes that they've had for decades. Another lady who had scoliosis for decades, cured just like that. Pain gone. Everything's fine. What's it called? Diverticulitis? Some sort of colon problem. Can be cured within a very short time. But what we did was that we went to a healing place, a ley line, if you will, with an entrance to Hollow Earth, and Adama came up and assisted. So we just did this prayer circle, and these people, I saw these miracles happen. It was, you know, a lady who had completely blind in one eye, restored completely the vision. Another woman who had two cataracts in her eyes, dissolved completely within a day. I mean, you can't explain it in third dimension, but it did happen. So, and as we go into alkaline, this is going to be a tremendous time, isn't it? What about people who've taken the jabs? Will this shift obviously probably help them too, right?
I think the key to all of this is really and truly the letting go. You know, the other day, I don't know if you're familiar, Gerhardt, it's a children's book called Gulliver's Travels. Are you familiar with that?
No.
And the Lilliputians.
What is it called?
Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver's Reisen, yes, of course, yes.
You're familiar with that?
Yeah.
Well, the other day, you know, well, let me back up a little bit. Years ago, there was a statement that the angels made that says, where you remain tethered is where you will remain.
When you remain?
Where you remain tethered, tied down, where you remain tied down is where you will remain.
Okay. Da wurde.
And so, go ahead.
Tie down with ties and...
Right, where yeah. wherever you remain tied down is where you'll remain.
Also dort, it's symbolic.
Dort,
symbolic.
Ja, da wo du sozusagen gebunden bist, dort wirst du auch bleiben.
And so in this ascension process, what the angels have had me working on really and truly this whole last week is removing the tethers.
Also
off of people.
Die Engel, mit denen sie eben kommuniziert und vorige Woche ganz speziell auch in diesem Thema, sagt eben, es ist nur wichtig, dass wir diese Fesseln loslassen. Es ist ein Loslassprozess von all diesen Fesseln, die uns binden.
So the reason why I brought up Gulliver's Travels was because one of the scenes in the book is when he wakes up and he's tied down by the Lilliputians.
Yeah.
And he just laughs and he stands up and all the ties break.
Genau, und deswegen hat sie diese Szene aus Gullivers Reisen genannt, wo eben er von den kleinen Leuten auf den Boden gebunden wurde mit den Fesseln und er hat einfach nur gelacht und ist aufgestanden. Und das können wir auch.
The other vision that I had was of a hot air balloon that, you know, it's ready to go high, but it's tethered. But the minute that rope is cut, it's going.
Okay, wow, das andere Bild ist dieses der Ballon, der noch am Boden mit einem Seil verankert ist. Und wenn dieses Seil durchgeschnitten wird, dann kann er erst wirklich hochsteigen.
So irregardless of the tethering, if they choose to make the ascension and they choose to let go of fear, they're going to be set free.
Also wenn du das Seil loslässt, im Sinne von du entscheidest dich, die Angst loszulassen, dann kannst du einfach aufsteigen und losgehen. Und kannst, es ist alles andere lächerlich.
That's wonderful advice. Thank you for sharing that. I know that'll really help a lot of people.
Could you also just explain for all the new listeners, what is your work with the angels? Wie ist deine Arbeit mit den Engeln for all new listeners?
Yeah, I have heard the angels since I was 4 years old.
Also seit sie 4 Jahre alt ist, hört sie, kommuniziert sie mit Engeln?
And so when I was doing computer consulting work, I was told that I needed to leave that and do this work with people and animals and property and all of that. So I've been doing that since 93.
Also seit 1993 macht sie das wieder. Okay.
But I've worked with animals since I was a very small girl.
Aber mit Tieren hat sie schon früher als kleines Kind schon gearbeitet. Mhm. So you have a very direct connection to the angels, to special angels or all?
Well, you know, Michael has been my friend for most of my life. Mm-hmm. And when I first met him, I asked him his name and he said names were not important. So I always just called him my friend. And years later, a lady told me, says, that's Michael. And I asked him if it was right. And he said, yes, but names were still not important.
Okay, interesting. Interesting.
Also bei den Engeln ist es nicht so wichtig, der Name, aber ihr Freund ist Erzengel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So it's about the work and, you know, it's not about us, it's about the work. So
es geht um die
there, Arbeit. You know, even Michael is as big a guy as he is, he's very humble.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So if Michael can be humble, we can be humble.
That's right.
What is humble? Well, wait a minute. Humble.
Not proud.
Ah, bescheiden, maybe. Okay, bescheiden. Gracious. Not proud. Gracious. Okay, yeah. He is humble. Yeah. Okay, wir sind bescheiden. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I'm watching incredible things. Matter of fact, this one young man that I worked with, I checked to see how many tethers he had.
Uh-huh.
And he had almost 1,700 tethers.
What is tethers?
That traced back several lifetimes, and even his whole family had a lot of tethers. And he was basically, acted possessed by demonic forces.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, also es gab, sie hat vor, jetzt gerade gesprochen von jemandem, der ganz viele diese Stricke noch um sich hatte, auch dämonische Kräfte auch, die ihn gebunden haben. Und you could release these tethers?
Yes.
Und sie konnte.
And that's something that's new. And I'll tell you why they allowed me to start doing that. Because when I told people how many they had and I gave them a prayer to release them, all they focused on was how many they had, not that they were gone. Mm. So they focused on the wrong things.
Mm-hmm. Also sie kann durch Gebete das freisprechen, kann Menschen helfen dabei.
Matter of fact, I worked with 3 people from 1 office and they all got together to compare who had the most tethers. It's like, y'all missed the whole point of the exercise.
Yeah. Also es geht nicht darum, wie viele Verstrickungen man hat, sondern es geht darum, sie zu bereinigen.
Mm-hmm. Like it was some kind of contest. I didn't quite understand that.
Also es ist kein, no contest, kein Contest.
No.
Kein Wettbewerb.
No. Mm-hmm. But I saw a gal here the other day that had over 6,000. I just stopped counting when I got to 6,000. It's like too many. Let's get rid of them.
Okay, auch 6,000
But when you realize that this is going to be the culmination of all of your lifetimes, it's all being compressed into one to deal with, then how many entanglements have you carried lifetime after lifetime and built up? I mean, there's no calculating that.
Right. No wonder this is such an important time and crucial for humanity as well.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious, Michelle. Will the negatives, like the negative ETs, will they be forced out when this shift happens? They can't live in Scalar, can they?
No, they certainly can't. Not unless they shift. I have watched that actually over the years where the negatives, as you would call it, they came and were presented, because they wanted to change. They didn't want to stay the way they were.
I see. Okay. Makes sense.
Okay. Also Ted spricht sie an auf die negativen Kräfte. Und did you say that they came also in this era to us because they also want to change and...
Exactly. Not all, but I have had it happen.
Also viele, viele der negativen Kräfte sind auch gerade jetzt gekommen, weil sie auch aufsteigen wollen und diese Gelegenheit nutzen wollen.
Mhm. I mean, I think you have to remember, that they have bloodlines and lineages as well that they had no control over. I mean, it's like, blaming a child for what their parent did. They were of a particular ilk, but they didn't want to stay that away.
Yeah, I've heard that actually.
I've dealt with it. Yeah. Absolutely happens.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that. If they want to, if they want to change and be a good guy, I have no problem with that at all.
Yeah, jeder kann sich wandeln.
Well, the 19th is 2 days away on Wednesday, and then we've got Saturday. What is it? A Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Be Saturday.
Saturday.
Second.
Yeah, be Saturday. Yeah, the 22nd.
Yep.
Should be an interesting show. Yeah, it'll be a really interesting show.
Yeah. It's already been pretty wild the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know it. Well, I think I'll have a show just on that topic alone. What's going to happen? We'll speculate, but that's definitely. No, wait. Is it? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I've got the wrong month.
Yeah, it is Saturday.
Yep. You're right. It is Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm looking at that calendar.
Right. Right.
Also, ich schaue gerade in den Kalender rein. It's, did you prepare some prayers for tonight? For us?
I prepared several things for y'all for tonight.
Oh.
And I'm hoping that your listeners listen to what I said last time about bringing their family and friends together, because I've got some really nice things for y'all.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Great. Genau.
Also ich
great,
hoffe, great. Dass
I'll take the cheese and crackers, and I also would like
put the tea on, Ted.
Ja, Dr. Michelle Peel hat uns letztes Mal schon angekündigt, dass sie heute ein paar Geschenke, ein paar Presents, you bring presents für unsere Hörerinnen und Hörer. Presents. Yes, so I'm very curious about this. What did you?
Hopefully some real housewarming presents for y'all.
Housewarming.
Well, you know, when we were in California here the last time, the angels directed us to two earth buttons.
Earth buttons? Earth?
They're controllers on ley lines dealing with the planet.
Okay, also wie sie da in Kalifornien war, hat sie von den Engeln zwei Erdknöpfe bekommen. What can you do with these earth buttons?
You can flick a switch. You know,
sir?
You can switch, flick a switch, light on, off,
light on, off, you know, intensity,
leave
you know.
That off.
It's like a microwave, you know, or a replicator. You can, you know, produce tickets to Bahamas or Hawaii if you want, you know, all kinds of things.
Well, one of the interesting things about this particular set of earth buttons is, you know, I have been directed to probably 20 different ones around the world. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time I've ever seen two that were together, and they were what, 10 feet apart, Ted?
About that, yeah, very close.
That's never ever happened before. They're always by themselves, and these two are about the heart and the lung.
Uh-huh, also.
And so there was a spring that went in between them, and so I took a sample of that, and I made a radionic reagent that I can ring in the bowl for y'all.
Really? Wonderful. Wonderful. That's fantastic.
What did you made here?
I made a radionic reagent.
Reagent.
To okay. be able to use with, it'll broadcast scalar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the vibrations, is that correct?
That's
of
correct.
That particular spot.
It holds the resonance of those two earth buttons.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would that have a different frequency from where Hillary Clinton lives? For example?
Well, I hope it is that frequency at Hillary's house.
Yeah, right.
Also, yeah. Michelle hat ein Reagenzglas, also so eine kleine Flasche, und hat da eine Essenz drinnen, die diese Energie aufgenommen hat. Mhm.
It's very, very powerful and very unusual to have it be like this.
Mhm. Sehr kraftvoll. Und ungewöhnlich. And this reagent, what is it?
Yes.
Inside is a water.
It is black fluorite, sand, and water. And so when you broadcast the scalar resonance into it, because it's crystalline in nature, it will hold the resonance.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
And these, all of my reagents are done in a particular manner that the angels have told me how to build them, so that they will hold the resonance, but not only just hold the resonance, but they go up with the planet.
Nice. Nice. That's beautiful. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh.